Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
All too often, we tend to talk down to our children. The inclination to continue parentese well past babyhood is patronising to kids. So wrote News Talk's own Simon Tierney in the Irish Times, and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Kira.
I like the expression parentese. Explain what you mean.
Yeah, so parentese is the sort of baby talk. Oh, George, you're so cutie, that kind of thing. Would you like me to talk to you like
that? I think I might, but that's a whole other conversation.
I'd be signed up to HR, wouldn't I?
And people do talk to their, you know, coochie coo and all that business.
We do, but the problem is that I think we too often insist on keeping up that style of communication well past babyhood. And I suppose the point that I'm making is that when you speak to a child like they're a baby, it is patronizing. You're articulating a certain inequality in the conversation between you and the child. But when you speak to them like, like a grown-up or a bit older than they are, then you're meeting them as an equal in that conversation, and you're perhaps less likely to minimise their experiences and concerns. So that's where I'm coming from.
Okay, I take lots of your points there as entirely valid. But first of all, just one thing about the coochie coo and your lovely little baba and all that kind of business.
Sure.
There is a reason we talk that way, because it's the same way I talk to my cat, for example. Because it's kind of comforting. It's you're conveying through the sound and the tone reassurance and love.
Well, it's comforting for who?
Well, I would imagine for the child.
Well, I wonder, because I think for young children, they respond very well to parentese because it's high-pitched, it's rhythmic, yeah, it's melodic, and it is comforting. But at a certain point, I think it switches and the baby talk becomes comforting for the parent rather than the child, because the parent is worried that the child is growing up and they don't want them.
And they don't want to let go of babyhood.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Exactly.
You did say we should meet our children a little bit like equals, but is that actually a reasonable thing to do when in most given sets of circumstances we are not equals? Children are dependents, and children are insecure and they don't know what the world is about, and it is our job as parents to be in charge, because if we're not in charge, as far as the child is concerned, no one is in charge, and you won't find a child more anxious than a child who doesn't think their parents are in charge.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a really good point, and a number of people were asking me about that on social media last night, and it's a difficult one. I think first and foremost, children are our equals as human beings. That's the first thing. So for too long, we have a long history in this country of treating children as third-class citizens.
Not going to argue that one with you, yeah.
And women as second-class citizens. That's the order that I'm going in there. I can't see any drawback in approaching a conversation with a child as an equal. Sure, they might not understand everything that you're saying initially, but I find in my experiments on this with my own kids is that...
I love how you view your interactions with your children as a social experiment.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to be brought up to Tusla or something. I'm going to stop publicising this stuff that I'm doing. Often they don't understand. Like, this all started for me, Kira, because I was teaching my 5-year-old how to ride a bicycle, as my father had taught me this kind of tradition. And she was getting frustrated, and I said to her, look, it's okay, Gigi, Rome wasn't built in a day. And she said, what's a Rome? And I said, a Rome is a city.
A Rome? It's so cute.
She said, Rome is a city that took hundreds of years to build. And she said, okay, but is it going to take hundreds of years for me to learn how to cycle a bicycle?
So she was very literal.
She wasn't understanding the figurative nature of the language, the idiomatic language that we use in Ireland. But we are a very idiomatic people. It is part of our culture. And I think the sooner we start to use idiomatic language with our children, the better. Sure, they don't understand it immediately.
I take your point entirely about speaking to them in a way, you know, with proper English and all that kind of stuff, because I do think that makes them more articulate as they get older, and it might make them better able to articulate their own things. But I don't know, I think there's something about the equality thing. I think some of the most worried children I've ever met are children whose parents kind of give the child too much autonomy, and the child feels that no one is in charge, if you know what I mean. I think there's something in that.
Absolutely. I understand where you're coming from, but this isn't about stopping kids from being kids. This is about parents and adult behaviour. It's about how we communicate to the child. We're not insisting that the child behave in a certain way. We're maintaining that parent and child relationship. All we're doing is giving them the gift of language. Someone said to me yesterday that language is agency, and there's no truer thing. The sooner we equip children to able to articulate their own feelings and concerns, the better.
A fair point. And thank you. And do read Simon's article. It's really interesting. Simon Tierney News Talk's own, of course, in the Irish Times on that parentese. Thank you for that, Simon.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.